G'day everyone, Ian here. Heading up to Toowoomba to visit my mum. She's in a care facility after having her shoulder reconstructed and she's doing really well, so I'm going up to visit her. Hour and a half's drive west of Brisbane to go and see how she's going. It's Sunday the 17th of September 2017 and this audio boom is specifically about the platform audio boom. So if you're getting the feed over on Facebook, it's not as relevant to some of the other audio boos I put up. I'll do another one hopefully today about another topic I want to talk about, which is a bit more interesting for those people who don't know anything about audio boom. But I want to talk about that right now, because while I've been traveling, I've been going back through my RSS feeds from the people who are on audio boom and listening to some of what they've been having to say about the demise of audio boom, this system of recording audio and creating a network that many of us fell in love with. I got on board when I got my first iPhone back in 2009. I think I actually recorded my first audio boos even before I had a SIM card for it, using Wi-Fi. I remember taking my phone with me to Argentina and probably using it over there. When I was still using my old Nokia N95. So I've been on the platform for quite a while. Drama Girl put me onto it, and we actually did a little combined audio boo together where she recorded on her profile, I recorded on mine, exactly at the same moment after I did a podcast interview with her for my podcast, Your Story, when she was the chair of the Queensland Theatre Company at the time. It was good fun. And I when I heard about audio boo, even before I got my first iPhone, I thought, what a tremendous idea. And I got into the community and a lot of people were getting on board, and Radio National had their own channel, and I discovered people like Bill Thompson and Gareth Mitchell, who work for the BBC World Service doing Click Radio through Audio Boo, and that led on to meeting Christian Payne, who we all know and love as Documentally. And some fairly hard hitters in the world of audio and media production. Some people, like I said, Natasha Mitchell from Radio National, who was doing at the time All in the Mind. Some substantial, serious journalism coming through major media channels, but also having a humanistic spin, which gave it a nuance that was incredibly valuable. In amongst that, there were the everyday folk like myself who were getting on board, and I got to meet so many people through that community, people like Bernie Goldbach and Big Rick and SM2N and JN2N and all of these different people who are Omani Blog, who I met through Audio Boo. And the community started to build, and it was significant in 2010, 11 and 12, and I went to Germany and I was in Berlin for 3 months, and I was doing a lot of audio booing while I was in Germany, talking about my experience in this strange, wonderful place in the middle of winter, which was unfamiliar. And it had a real rocking value about it. And I very much thought that it was exactly what Mark Rock, the founder of Audio Boo, had envisaged. Unfortunately, Mark Rock got ousted by the board, probably because there wasn't enough money being generated to pay the shareholders, pay the investors. And the slow demise began. And over the last couple of years, we've seen this culling of services to the social community, people like myself. It started off with just making the app more difficult to use, hiding how we utilize social audio, making it virtually impossible for a casual user of the platform to find it, and pushing the big main podcasters with advertising and subscription dollars. And it was a real shame, because as they removed things like direct messages where we could send audio to each other and eventually downscale, you can see the writing on the wall. And the writing on the wall's finally arrived, hasn't it? Because as of early October, it looks like we either have to pay, and it's not a lot, $10, £10, €10 a month, to maintain our use of it, or eventually after 36 months, our data gets deleted. And frankly, £10 a month is not a stupid amount of money to have to pay for something. I used to have a premium model, pay for a premium account on Audioboo, and I think it was $80, or maybe it was £80, I can't remember, a year. And I was happy to pay it because I was putting up a fair bit of content and there was a great value in the network that of the people who were using it. I thought it was good value and I was happy to pay it. But as the value of the platform decreased, I couldn't see the sense in paying the money, and I was happy just to pop on occasionally and put up 10 minutes. And they reduced the value and therefore the incentive for me to pay for it. And now, frankly, they're offering me sweet bugger all and zero reason for me to pay anything, let alone the same as what I was paying at a premium level before. I see absolutely no value in it now. So we're all leaving. We're all going away. And Audioboom is going to be just another Stitcher type broadcaster, aggregator of podcasts and media channels. And basically it'll be a shallow version of what it could have been. Which leaves us in a situation, doesn't it, community, whereby we don't know where to go. And a lot of people are talking about Anchor. I've just listened to SM2N, Simon, banging on about Anchor and the advantages and disadvantages of it. I used Anchor when it first popped up a couple of years ago, just ever so briefly, and it didn't resonate with me. Maybe I'll have to go back and have another look at it. But it didn't have the nuance that the original Audioboo had. So what are we left with? Well, we're basically screwed, I think. And I can't help but wonder if this is not a viable business model. There is no viable business model for this sort of animal. It's not like the bright, shiny video. Audio is always going to be the lesser cousin, even though it maybe has deeper, richer value. But most people are attracted to the bright lights, and that's video. So maybe we should give up on the idea of actually making it financial and maybe go down the Wikipedia model of trying to develop a bootstrapped, custom, social-driven system that can operate on almost a donation system using free software. Oh, wouldn't it be great if we could get hold of the code from Audioboo from back in the day, from back at Mark Rock's day, get hold of all that code, rebuild the site, rebuild the apps, and basically have them all up and running at the level they were back in, say, 2012, when the app didn't have all of the jiggery-pokery and it was just simple and worked and had the countdown timer and all that sort of thing that we all loved. And basically use free software and then put it up on these very cheap, high-value servers and storage systems that are now available. And when Simon did his analysis of what it would cost, it was a couple of years ago, things have got even cheaper now. So maybe it is possible to go with a very, very cost-effective model that encourages a community. But the trouble with that is you need somebody who's got the smarts with the coding and is prepared to drive it. I have no idea how to do that, and I don't hold out that there's going to be somebody who will have the motivation and the knowledge to drive it. But I think, you know, it reminds me a little bit of this Diaspora, the alternative Facebook model that they were trying to create. That was exactly what I'm talking about for Facebook, whereby they don't have this big corporate behemoth running the show. As far as I know, Diaspora is basically just sort of limping along in the background. I haven't been over there for years. I just wonder if something like that's possible. Get the code, build the site, store the audio, create the community, and just let it tick over and ask everybody to kick in, you know, $5 a month, $5, you know, $20 a year, some sort of figure like that, something that pays for the storage and servers. I don't know, but I think it's a shallow shadow of what it used to be, and frankly, one of the reasons why I've done less and less, along with getting much more into manual labour rather than headspace digital thinking. I've drifted away from audio a lot, but I miss it. I do miss it, especially when I clip the microphone onto my t-shirt as I am.